When you need your work truck to work as hard as you do, trust Delphi Technologies to deliver the parts built for the toughest work environments. From construction sites to long-distance hauling, go with the aftermarket supplier known for its 100-plus years of OE heritage and expertise. Go to DelphiAftermarket.com today. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Andrew Ross. Those of you who are part of the automotive aftermarket generally have your focus on vehicles 4-plus years old. Used to be the sweet spot was 7 years old. Now it's getting a little bit older. My guest today, though, is a part of the aftermarket that oftentimes is not, has to deal with a car and the technology in those cars as soon as they've rolled off the dealer's lot brand new and get slammed into by somebody else on the road. So with me today is the incoming chair of AIA Canada, the Automotive Industries Association of Canada, Ryan Bruno. He is the president and CEO of CSN Collision, one of the outstanding networks of collision repair facilities across Canada. Welcome to the podcast, Ryan.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, so I mean, in that respect, in my introduction, I mean, the collision repair sector really is a bit of an outlier in even in just that way to compared to a lot of the traditional aftermarket. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. I was listening to you talk about, many in the automotive aftermarket typically focus on vehicles that are 4 years or newer. And that is one big difference. We do tend to see cars that are much newer than that, because the older they get, the less likely they are to be repaired after a collision, right? So that's one big difference.
Yeah, how does that? Let me back up just a little bit, because you have a family background in this industry. But your path to where you are now kind of is a little bit of a loop as well. Why don't you talk a little bit about how you got from where you started with the family to how you got to where you are now?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So my family's been in the collision repair business for about 50 years. And even as a child or through high school, spent a lot of time at the family shop. I think if you're in the collision repair business, and I think this is probably true even for those on the mechanical side, is that when you grow up in the business, it's a big part of who you are. Finishing high school, I spent some time in the family business and mostly on the front end of the business. So learning how to work with customers, insurance companies, and so on. However, it was one location that we had at the time. And, felt that, was my father, my uncle, a couple of brothers, and, felt that it would be better for me to, finish my education, before, really deciding what I wanted to do and dedicating myself full time to the family business. So I did that, went off, did a couple of different things. So I worked at the Bank of Canada, for a little while. I also worked at TD Securities and the investment banking group. And those experiences are beneficial because, I really learned how to look at the outside world and some of what's happening around the world and how it impacts our business. From there, I went to Bell Canada in the what's called the Corporate Strategy and Development Group, which is basically buying other businesses, and then I had an opportunity to join what was called Economical Insurance, is now called Definity Insurance, which was useful because it helped me understand a little bit more about one of our key customers, which is the insurance company. And then about 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago, was asked by one of the partners at CSN to have lunch and to talk about CSN and which by that time was about 170 locations. And just, you know, what might the opportunities be there? And I left that lunch with a new job. So that's how I came back. I would say, you know, why did I come back to the aftermarket after being away for 10 or 15 years? And like I said, it's, I think it, for many people that grow up in the business, it really is a key part of who you are, and it sticks with you. And so the opportunity to come back and to, to contribute to the industry was very appealing.
Yeah, you touched on a couple of areas that are really connected to the collision side that are much less so, although, I think we're seeing more and more of it now, that sort of financial services side of the economy and business, and that, you know, for most in the automotive aftermarket, they might obviously have relationships with their banks and other service providers, but from that customer relationship standpoint, it really is, you know, do you have a credit card, and it's very different for the collision repair. You refer to the insurance company, which is obviously part of financial services sector, as a customer. And that relationship is very different from what most in the automotive aftermarket, have on a daily basis. How does that change your perspective on kind of the broader aftermarket and what the challenges are for organizations, both on the collision side as well as in the, traditional mechanical repair sector? It was a bit of a long question, but yeah, I mean, that relationship of having a financial service and insurance companies is very different, from the traditional mechanical repair side. I mean, having them as a customer as opposed to just a service provider, right, is a really changes a lot, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a different relationship than I think that we see in other parts of the aftermarket. But what's interesting is we're kind of forced to think of things a little bit differently because we have very large customers. There's customers that will do $50 million worth of work for across the network, and when you're working with those customers, you are forced to look at things a little bit differently, and every little percent matters that much more. But sometimes there is an opportunity to take ideas that we may see on the collision side because of that, and maybe reframe how we might be thinking about things in other areas. Right.
Yeah. As I said, it's a different kind of segment. But over the last number of years since the collision repair sector became much more involved, initially really through the Canadian Collision Industry Forum, I guess, and although it's been a part of the AIE Canada for a long time, it's really become a much more significant force within the association. And how do you see that, helping inform what the AIE Canada does, moving forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one element you mentioned CCIF, but there's also ICAR, right? And ICAR is something that the AIA is very involved in. It oversees ICAR for Canada, and there's a number of people on staff that support that.
For those who don't know, ICAR is a set of industry recognized training courses to help maintain the competency level within the shops. Just for those who aren't working in the collision side of the business. Sorry, carry on. I interrupted.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, so AIA is very obviously oversees ICAR and leads ICAR for Canada, and one of the opportunities that we may see coming from the collision side over to the mechanical side at some point in the future is a more industry-led standardization of training and upskilling and maintaining those skills. The uptake varies by province for ICAR, and there's certainly an opportunity to improve and increase that uptake on the collision side, but there is also an opportunity to introduce something similar on the mechanical side. I think that, you know, we often talk about the technician shortage as being a challenge for our industry, both on the collision and on the mechanical side. But part of that could be related to the overall industry image. And, you know, so if we had programs where we could standardize training and standardize the requirements, right, and be able to demonstrate to the consumer, to the, you know, to the broader economy that we are fixing cars properly, and you know, we've gone through training, we have the right equipment, so on. I think that could go a long way to helping the image, which could then start to address some of the other issues that we have in our industries.
Sure. How important is that image challenge within the collision repair industry, even just internally? Is it a regular part of the discussions? Is it just some outliers that are, you know, a bit of a constant problem, or is it something a little more endemic than that?
Yeah, so I think the I would say that as it relates to the image, we have a lot of great people in the automotive aftermarket, you know, broadly speaking, and within the collision industry, there is a lot of great people involved in the industry. However, you know, many times it only takes a couple examples to tarnish the image of the industry, and it's hard to shake a bad reputation, right? So I would say that it's a very, very small percentage, very, you know, a minority of the industry that would be doing anything improper, but it does reflect on all of us. And I think that as an industry, we probably need to be more open about talking about the challenges that we have from within, because those are challenges that we're in a better position to fix than trying to convince others that are outside the industry that they need to do something different, right? It's harder to admit that you need to start with yourself sometimes, but it's, you know, ultimately it's more within our control.
Would you say that it's, you know, areas of, you mentioned sort of more internal, wanting to have more internal conversations and moves to help boost the image. Is it partly a question of the broader public not understanding what's required and the kind of certifications and training that goes into this, you know, or is that an important part of ensuring that the image within the kind of broader Canadian public, or, you know, public outside of Canada, obviously, have a positive impression of, you know, collision repair, but also, you know, the larger aftermarket?
Mm-hmm. So I think on the collision repair side, and this again is an area that will differ from collision to mechanical, and it'll differ widely. So on the collision side, we typically see a customer every 7 to 10 years. On the mechanical side, we might be seeing a customer every 3 months, right? So then if you take a step back and say, well, how do you give that customer confidence that things are being done properly? On the collision side, we would need some sort of support from an industry body, possibly even government, to ensure that when that customer is making that decision that they make every 7 to 10 years, and they don't have an ongoing relationship, it probably needs a little bit more enforcement to say, yes, you know, this body shop or collision center is in operation, and they're only able to operate because they've gone through the process of making sure they have the right training and tools and so on. On the mechanical side, I could see that being, you know, a little bit different, right? Because of the frequency and so on, customers are going to be a little bit more familiar with going in to get a vehicle serviced than they are to get it repaired after an accident. It doesn't mean that we don't need the standards, and we don't have to show the customer that we've invested in training, tools, and equipment. But how that gets executed could be a little bit different, and it could be more industry led. It could be more geared to providing resources for the customers to do the research and understand that independent mechanic is able to repair that vehicle. But I still think that, you know, at some point in the future, as it gets more difficult to understand, especially with electric vehicles and ADAS components, There probably would be a need for something that helps the customer understand that this independent mechanic is properly equipped and fully able to complete that repair, and to give that customer confidence.
Right. Yeah, because again, something that's really not part of the traditional mechanical repair aftermarket is that idea of sort of OEM certifications and that closer relationship to the automakers and repair information that collision repair the collision repair sector really has to a large extent. I mean, I don't think there's very many days go by where I don't see something through my news feeds about this shop or that shop being congratulated for meeting the certifications of one automaker or another, and that's certainly not something that we've traditionally seen in the traditional mechanical repair aftermarket, right?
We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that Delphi Technologies is the only OE full-line fuel supplier? Go with the global aftermarket supplier with over 3,200 SKUs covering more than 280 million vehicles in operation, and with parts tested in OE durability and reliability conditions to ensure a quality fit and performance. Learn more at DelphiAftermarket.com.
Yeah, so that's that's another thing that's very different between collision and mechanical, is that I would say that the collision sector does tend to work much more closely with the OEMs and vice versa, which is interesting. It's not perfect, but we are able to get access to information on the collision side. Seems much more easily than that same access, would be accessible on the mechanical side. We also tend to see, like as we mentioned earlier, vehicles could be, rolling right off the lot and get into an accident. We have to change a battery out of an EV, which might not be something that happens for 10 years on the mechanical side, right? So some differences, and I think we've been, one of the things that, why is that different? A big part of it is that the OEM dealers, not every OEM dealer has a body shop, and I think that it would not be possible for those vehicles to get repaired properly if we were strictly relying on dealer networks to do that. So out of necessity, we do tend to work much more closely together.
Right. Now, looking at this kind of an overall landscape for, you mentioned a couple of things, obviously EVs, advanced driver assistance systems, whether it's repairing, recalibrating, just learning to deal with them is something that I think everybody in the aftermarket shares, even if it's at sort of slightly different times and in different volumes. But how do you see it from within the AIA as far as bringing your experience in, and how do you see that sort of playing out to the benefit of the overall AIA Canada membership as well as the aftermarket at large?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the. I think the industry is changing quite quickly, right? Sometimes, we don't think of our industry as a high growth, fast changing industry. It's sometimes it's pretty stable. I was in a meeting last week where somebody mentioned that they were at a trade show and some of the construction trades had listed out. Here's a whole bunch of jobs that won't exist in the future, and auto body repair was one and mechanical service was another. And so we have these perceptions, but I actually think that it's very different, right? So I think that the work that we'll be doing in the future will be far more specialized. Recalibrating vehicles, electric repairs, and so on. I mean, you're still going to have to change tires and brakes. It could have a different schedule to it, but it's still going to need to be done. There's still going to be moving parts in the car that need to, that are going to wear out and need to be fixed, right? So we're still going to have all that, but the other, you know, the other work that's going to, that we're going to see on the electronic side is going to be, you know, much more interesting, much more specialized. And I think it's a, I think it's a great business opportunity for those in the business, both on the traditional aftermarket side as well as on the collision side.
Sure. I mean, it just occurs to me as we've been talking a little bit about the technological challenges moving forward, as well as the staffing challenges, you know, attracting people to the business and, you know, changing from a more physically mechanically oriented vehicles to adding all of that technology in, you know, it becomes a very different process to repair these vehicles that might appeal to some different kinds of folks out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So, you know, I think, younger people are sometimes more interested in, you know, in electronics than those, you know, traditional, you know, working on an engine or a suspension. Right. So, so I think that, yeah, there's going to be opportunities to do things that are, that we would just would not have associated, working on cars, right? So you have a certain image when you say working on cars, right? You're going to get your hands dirty and you need to apply some elbow grease and so on. But in the future, there'll be just as work in reprogramming cars, right? So sitting at a desk, but similar to that, right? So, so there's a wider range of interests that will intersect in repairing vehicles in the future.
Right. Right. So, you know, putting all of this into, you know, a giant box moving forward of your year to come, you know, as the incoming chair of AIA Canada, you know, what kind of messaging would you like to be able to convey over that year and to make as, you know, your key initiative or initiatives moving forward?
Yeah. So to me, the key message, my key message is that, you know, change is an opportunity, right? So we're seeing a lot of change over the next, upon us right now. We can talk the way the vehicle's made. We talk about even business models in terms of ownership, right? So we're seeing more and more consolidation on the collision side. That's been happening for quite some time, but we're seeing it on the mechanical side too, right? So more and more industry consolidation. We're seeing social change, right? We're seeing geopolitical changes, right? And so, you know, I think we can look at all those changes as challenges, or we can, you know, we can look at them and try to find the opportunity, right? So, you know, one example is, we're being asked frequently, you know, what are we doing on the CSN side as it relates to ESG, right? And how are we staying up to date with the requirements, right? And the message that I typically give to our team is that, we shouldn't look at it as something that we have to do to stay up to date with the requirements or to stay up to date with what the government requires or what insurance companies or OEMs are asking for, but we should be looking at it as an opportunity, right? So if we can make our workplace more appealing, more attractive to a wider range of demographic groups, we're going to have more people that will be willing to work for us. And in this environment where it's tough to find people, that's a good thing, right? So not necessarily something that we have to do, but you know, it's an opportunity. And I think that, you know, the entire automotive aftermarket is managing change right now. And I think the message is don't look at it as something that we have to do, but something that we get to do. And that's going to create, you know, great opportunities for us.
It's a great message. Change is not a challenge. Change is an opportunity, right? So, With that in mind, we have a near now and a future of massive opportunity in the automotive aftermarket. If the amount of change is anything to judge by, Thank you, Ryan, very much for coming on the podcast. And good luck in the year as AIA chair coming forward. It's going to be an exciting year for sure, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Andrew. It was great speaking with you.
Great stuff. All right, everyone. Again, change is an opportunity. Great message. Take care, everyone. Take that to heart. And we'll see you next time on the Great Canadian Aftermarket Podcast.
Listening to the Great Canadian Aftermarket Podcast, brought to you by the publishers of Indie Garage and Jobber Nation. Connect with us online at indiegarage.ca and jobbernation.ca, a brand of Chat Integrated Media.
Pothole damage to a vehicle's chassis is always a concern, no matter the size or time of year. If the worst does happen, you can count on Delphi Technology steering and suspension parts to get your customers back on the road again. Learn more at DelphiAftermarket.com.